Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 16:33. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. The sovereignty of God means there are no events that God is not in control of, and no events over which God does not have authority. He brought everything into being and guides His creation toward a meaningful and purposeful conclusion. Since God's creation is not the result of chance, He does not allow chance to alter, change, or affect His plan. If things were by chance, the promise of Romans 8:28 would be vain, for we are told that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. This verse clearly shows His creation to be a precision mechanism powered by a sovereign who allows no deviation in the turn of the gears, only zero tolerance in their making, with no wearing out or repairs needed. It is a precise timepiece, fully wound, with never a loss of time. Neither chance nor luck are in God's vocabulary, for they are alien to Him, not fit for a sovereign God. God's essential nature is moral, and chance is immoral. Chance points to a godless beginning, for randomness seemingly needs no creator. That is why gambling is immoral, because it attempts to elevate chance, which is against the very nature of God. God's character demands that He pay attention to the lot, for He promises to do something about the result. Not allowing results to be disposed of without Him, He attends all the lottery drawings. He knows who is at every poker game and horse race. The word lot is derived from the pebbles or small stones that were used for selection. The Hebrew word translated here as lap, in other places is translated bosom. It means to conceal or hide from view. It means a hidden place. So this proverb says the pebbles are cast into a hidden place, and one is selected as if by chance, because the pebble selected cannot be seen. Each pebble stands for a choice to be taken, perhaps a division, a selection, or a revelation. When a man selects the pebble, he thinks he knows the options available as a result of that selection. But this proverb does not end with the selection of the lot, for God enters the picture to dispose of what man proposes. God's options have not been included in man's thinking. Man has the freedom to make choices, but the outcome of those choices is not his to control. Man thinks that his choice will result in a particular outcome, but all his choices are governed by God's plan within God's Word. God is in control, and His carefully prepared and governing principles will determine the outcome of the choices of man. In other words, God's Word tells us that the result will fit into the plan of God. God will allow no deviation from His plan, and man's choices will not affect God's order of things. Boiled down, man has two choices: go with God or go his own way. To go with God means to yield and let God choose. It is a fact that only God knows where a choice will lead, and wisdom dictates that without God, man is simply a losing gambler. A man who chooses to go his own way gambles on every choice he makes, for a man without God knows not where his choice will lead him. To go God's way places the choices in God's hands, where all choices result in good. But either way, God disposes. The man who goes God's way trusts in the Lord with all his heart, not leaning to his own understanding, but acknowledging God and allowing Him to direct his paths. The man who trusts in himself with all his heart leans to an understanding that is always faulty and incomplete. But be sure that that which befalls him on his paths will be determined within God's order of things, for God is in charge. As the pebbles of the lot are withdrawn from the hidden place to determine a course, so are the choices man withdraws from the heart. The heart is the hidden place where his choices are made. Man reaches into his heart and selects his choice. What that choice is depends on the treasure of the heart. Jesus said in Matthew 12:35, "A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things." The good man's choices are choices that will result in good because they are choices framed in obedience to the Word of God. But the evil man will always bring forth evil things, for he refuses to acknowledge that God is in charge and instead relies on King Chance to lead the way. The man who gambles with his soul is always the loser.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.